You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. You already know this from Law & Order, but in this country, when you are arrested on a criminal charge, a couple of things can happen. You might be released on your own recognizance, you might remain in jail until your trial, or you might post bail and get out that way. In fact, bail is one of the most widely recognized tools of our justice system. But increasingly, politicians, legal advocates, even the Justice Department are arguing that money bail and poverty don't mix. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
So back in November of 2014, Ed, we're not using his real name because of unique details of his case, he was 31 years old and he was riding his bike by his housing complex in the Bronx.
Got off the bike, I parked it right there, and I sat down.
He's checking Facebook and he sees two officers across the street.
2 minutes later, they walked over to me. He's like, oh, let me see your ID. I told him I live here. I gave it to him. That's what they tell you, that, you know, you comply. That's what I did. I mean, he didn't even look at it, my name or nothing. He just put it in his front pocket and get on the wall. So I'm like, what did I do? I didn't do anything.
What Ed had done, technically, was ride his bike on the sidewalk for a few seconds, which is illegal in New York. He also questioned the cops, which he says enraged them.
So I was like, I did Youth Police Academy. You know, I know the procedure. And that was not it. I said, excuse me, why am I getting locked up for riding a bike?
Ed was charged with riding a bike on the sidewalk, resisting arrest, and assaulting a police officer, even though he says all he did was ride his bike and ask questions. His bail was set.
$1,500.
The charge of assaulting a police officer was dropped, and the bail was reduced to $500. Now, at the time, Ed was selling tickets for tour buses for work, living paycheck to paycheck, not making a whole lot.
In a month, probably like, let's see, $600.
In New York, when bail is set at just $500, only 17% of people pay it. Ed certainly could not. He stayed in jail.
It's like you're kidnapped. It smells worse than a hospital. It's like a dirty hospital.
There are thousands of people sitting in jail on minor cases, essentially because they are poor. And because they're poor, they can't afford the bail.
David Feige is chairman of the board of the Bronx Freedom Fund. They post bail for low-income people. Bail's effect on poor people is a problem that charities and several state governments have increasingly tried to grapple with in recent years. The U.S. Department of Justice has argued that fixed money bail for poor people violates their 14th Amendment rights to equal protection. While in jail, Ed lost his job.
It's been 8 days. The days was going by. And like, if you have a job, if you're missing for 2 days, you don't longer have a job. You got to pay rent by the week. Your life is in the tailspin.
Now, Ed can actually get out of jail anytime he wants. All he has to do is plead guilty. No need for a drawn-out trial. They'll just find him and release him with a record.
So it's like, oh, you're going to take the deal for your freedom? But I'm like, I'm innocent. I didn't do anything. I know in my heart.
So Ed stays in jail.
If you are incarcerated, you're faced with the Hobson's choice. Plead guilty and get out of jail, or maintain your innocence and stay in.
Feige says statistics show not everyone sticks to their guns like Ed when faced with this choice.
The folks that we're unable to post bail for, essentially 100% of them, very close to 100% of them, wind up pleading guilty. Once we post bail, more than 50% of the cases in which we post bail are dismissed, outright, just dismissed.
The Bronx Freedom Fund ended up posting Ed's bail for him, and he showed up to court more than a dozen times as his case wound through the system. Feige says it's an illusion that bail is the only thing keeping people accused of low-level crimes from skipping court.
We post bail, everybody still comes back. Our return rates are 97%.
Bail is being unfairly painted as sort of a debtor's prison issue.
Jeff Clayton is policy director of the American Bail Coalition, a trade association. He says the number of people in jail because they can't afford bail is overstated and believes bail is ultimately fair.
Bail is a liberty promotion institution as old as this nation.
There are around 450,000 Americans in jail who haven't been convicted of a crime. How many of them are there because they are poor is hotly contested and varies from place to place. Data from L.A. suggests it's 14% there. A New Jersey study from 2013 put the number at 39%. Advocates say it's higher. By any measure, it's tens of thousands of people on any given day. In the end, Ed's case was dismissed. All of it. The bike riding, the resisting arrest. In the 2 years it took to clear his name, he had two job offers rescinded because of his still open record. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
There are alternatives to bail. We'll look at Washington, D.C.'s solution in part two of our series tomorrow.